Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. And today I have been very inspired by a recent quote that I saw on LinkedIn, which is that 70% of Aussies are considering a job move in 2024. 76%. Now, that's pretty high. I think you'd agree. So if you are one of those people that are sat there right now thinking, do you know what? This year, I am ready for some change. I am ready to excel in my career. I am ready to move on. I am ready to explore the job market, but I haven't been on the job market for a while, or I'm not really sure how to begin this process. Well, this episode is going to be the episode for you. It's going to be the episode that you might want to share with some friends, colleagues, family members, whoever is going to be looking for a new job in 2024. This is going to be the episode, because I'm going to break down into 7 steps, the absolute must-dos to really set yourself up for success and make sure that you secure that job that you want. Now, for those of you that are new to the podcast, and we get lots of new listeners every single week, so welcome. Great to have you here. You might not know that I have been working in recruitment now for the last 10 years. And I also run my own recruitment company, CH Talent Solutions. We specialize in technology recruitment and we are based here in Melbourne, but we recruit all over Australia. So I have got a number of years experience helping people transition careers, transition jobs. And there's a few sort of common mistakes that I see people make when it comes to, I guess, moving jobs, moving careers. And I want to make sure that I give you every single tip and trick that I know personally that works to really make sure that when you are sort of changing jobs, it's as smooth and as easy as possible, because it can be a really stressful time, especially if you're in a job that you are really unhappy in, you're not finding it fulfilling, you're just miserable going into work every day, you're waking up on a Monday going, oh, this is awful, which to me is ultimately the such a failure in life if you're waking up on a Monday hating what you do. Like, nobody should feel that way. And, you know, I think, you know, that's a whole other podcast in itself, because there's ways that we can reframe things and shift our perspective. But if you're one of those 76% of people that's looking to change jobs this year, I hope that this podcast gives you the steps that you need to make sure that it's a nice, easy, and stress-free transition. So my first piece of advice that I always say to people when they're thinking about a job move or thinking really about making change in any areas of their life is to really understand and get clear where you're going. Set some goals. Have a plan. I think ultimately, before we think about moving on anywhere, we first and foremost need to understand, okay, what am I not enjoying about my current job? And make a list of the things that you do day to day, week to week, month to month, that you go, oh, I really despise doing that. That is just not what I want to be doing day to day anymore. So once you've got this list of all the things that you don't enjoy doing, it's going to really help you then see clarity when you start to apply for new jobs. Because the worst thing you could do is start applying for tons of jobs, go for loads of interviews, get offers, get the job, and end up in a similar role and still miserable. So we really want to make sure the first thing is that we understand our motivations. Why am I considering a job move? What is it about this job, this company, this organization that I dislike? And once you're really clear on that, then that makes it easier to think about, okay, well, what do I want? Because I always find when I ask this question to people, they're quite quick to say what they don't want, but then they're not as clear on what they really do want. And I think maybe there's a little bit of fear in that. There's a little bit of like, oh, I don't know if I admit that to myself, then, you know, maybe I've really got to push myself out of my comfort zone or admit that maybe I've got a few skill gaps. So what do you want to, what sort of activities do you want to have in your new job? What would an ideal day look like? What kind of organization do you want to work for? Really take the time to think about what your next role is going to entail, what it looks like, what are you doing, what activities, what sort of organization do you want to work for? Is it a small company, a medium-sized company, a Fortune 500 company? Do you want to work for a startup? Do you want to work for a really established business? Do you want to work in a big team or a small team? The more clarity you can get, the easier it is going to be when that job offer comes in. Because the worst thing that ever happens in recruitment is you find a fantastic candidate and you'll get really close to them and you really understand their motivations and you think you do because they've told you this is what I want. You finally get them the interview, you get them the job offer, and then they end up taking something else. And you're like, what? You told me this, this, and this were your motivations and now you want to go over here. And then 6 months later, I get the call to say, actually, Georgie, I'm really unhappy here. And that other job that you got me an offer for, is that still available? It happens time and time again. So we want to avoid that from happening. So like I said, make a list of all the things that you currently don't enjoy about your job and make another list of all the things that you really want in your new job. Because once you understand that, like I said, you might then realize that there's a few gaps that you might need to work on. A few technologies you might need to learn. You know, you might need to put yourself on a leadership course if you want to step up into sort of like managing a team, whatever that is. But the first step into anything before you make a move is to really define and see clarity into what you don't like about your job, what you do, and what the next position is going to give you and what that's going to look like. So that's absolutely number one. The second piece that I would always recommend people do is to really plan your job search strategy. So what is that going to look like? Are you going to work with a recruitment agency? And if you're going to work with a recruitment agency, you want to sort of start doing your research, you know, make sure that, you know, you use LinkedIn, you really sort of suss out, okay, who's an agent that I want to work with? Who is somebody that looks like they've got high levels of integrity, they're well connected. So really start thinking, do I want to go through an agency? Do I just want to do this myself? So do I want to just start applying on some job boards like LinkedIn Jobs, Seek, Indeed, but really thinking about how am I going to approach the job market? A lot of people will just naturally sort of work with recruiters because maybe we've called you or you've applied direct to one of our ads, but thinking about how you want to go about it and really sort of mapping out the market and deciding if you want to work with a recruiter, who you want to work with. And I think that this is something that people don't put enough focus on, because at the end of the day, it's almost like picking a real estate agent. You know, when I was selling my house a couple of years back, I really took my time to research, okay, I'm going to be working with this person now for potentially a good few months. I want to make sure that I get on with them. I want to make sure that we have a good relationship. So approaching your job search like you almost would, like finding a real estate agent or a mortgage broker, is really, really important. I just don't think these are the sort of things that people give enough thought to. And I really do like to pride myself on when I have worked with the candidates and the people that I've placed, we have formed a really, really good relationship. And that really is the basis of my job, is building relationships with people. So think about how you're going to approach the job market. Are you going to use a recruitment agency? Are you going to go direct? And if you go direct, then obviously make sure you're prepared to negotiate all of your salaries. And that's why that clarity is really, really important. Make sure that, you know, you're sort of connecting to all of the HR team and the people in the organization as well. But I'm going to go on to say that. So that's a really, really important piece. So think about your job search strategy. Another thing you could think to do as well is really look into your network. You know, who's in your network? Who works for potentially companies that you're interested in working for as well? And even ask for referrals as well. Referrals are something that I just don't think gets tapped up enough. So asking, you know, your friends or your family members, is there anyone you could introduce me to? I'm thinking about moving jobs. So these are all just things that you can do in order to really get the most out of your job search strategy. The third piece in the puzzle when you're thinking about moving jobs, and this is such an important one, please do not skip this step, is making sure your LinkedIn profile is up to date. Honestly, these days, I think that you're I know, because I'm working in the industry day in, day out, and I'm speaking to a lot of talent people. Your LinkedIn profile now, I would say, is more important than your resume, your online presence. We live in a digital age. The first thing people are going to do when they see you apply for a job is go and search you online. Now, some people might not like that, but that is the reality of the world that we live in. So make sure that your LinkedIn profile is setting you up for success. All of your current roles are updated. You know, you've got some nice bullet points in terms of like what you've done, what you've achieved, the milestones that you've met. If you can get any testimonials, make sure they're on there. You can also now link on LinkedIn as well, like a link to your website. So if you're a designer or a developer, you could link to GitHub to showcase your code. Or you could, if you're a designer, you could be linking to your portfolio. But really make sure that your LinkedIn profile is up to date. Nice picture, title very clearly visible in the profile section, about section. Really think about this. This is something that I always read when I'm thinking about sort of partnering with a candidate, is I always look at the about section. And the amount of times that I have decided to work with a candidate because like I really like what they're about. I'm like, oh, they've really taken some time to think about, you know, what do I want to portray? What am I passionate about? What are my skills? So make sure that that's all up to date. And another little tip that I would also suggest is put your sort of key skills in your about section, because when recruiters will search for, say, software engineer or React.js or UX/UI or whatever you're, you know, if you're, you know, someone in admin, sort of like Microsoft or NXL, like all these things, you want to make sure that they're in your about section, because then that makes you more searchable through LinkedIn. So that is absolutely key. Make sure your online presence is all up to date. You're optimizing it. And then I guess another piece of advice that I would always say to people is just have a couple of things that you've recently shared. Like you really want to make sure that your LinkedIn profile stands out. So, you know, if you're in the tech industry, for example, because that's what I work in. If you see a really interesting article around AI or Web3 or, you know, automation, whatever it is, share it, have an opinion, be a thought leader. This is how you're going to stand out in the marketplace. And honestly, sometimes it can come down to these subtleties that make people go, I want to interview that person over this person because they clearly are very passionate about what they do. Let's get that person locked in. So these are just a few things that I recommend when people are starting to get ready to transition jobs. Optimize your LinkedIn portfolio. It is so, so important. The fourth piece that I recommend is start thinking about the organizations and the companies that you'd like to work for and make a list. And this could be a list of 10, 20, 30 companies that you think, these are the types of organizations that I would absolutely love to work for, and understand why. You know, is it a non-profit? Like I said, is it a Fortune 500? Is it a startup? Why do you want to work for these types of companies? Do you like their mission? Do you like their vision? What are they about? But really starting to align your values to a company value. I honestly think when you do that, that is a match made in heaven. You know, if you're somebody that's really interested in clean energy, well, maybe you could start looking at some companies that are really sort of, you know, innovating in this space. Or maybe you're really interested in AI and you want to go and work for a cool startup. It really is, I guess, thinking about, again, kind of going back to that clarity piece. What does my ideal job look like? And then once you understand that, okay, who is doing that well? What organizations could I really fit in well to that I'm going to continue to learn and grow and excel in? So once you've made your list, obviously, you can start then reaching out to the hiring managers in that position. You can reach out to the recruitment team. You can reach out to the HR professionals. You know, maybe you know someone in the business that you can reach out to. That's ideal. And also, I would suggest that you start following their pages and engaging with their content, maybe sharing a couple of pieces of content as well. You know, these little things that don't seem to be big things, they actually are. And it can really get you noticed. So make a list and start engaging with the company content, start connecting with the employees in that business. It's all going to help get you noticed. So make sure that you you definitely do that. The fifth step is obviously, and this kind of goes without saying, but you know, we all sometimes, common sense isn't so common, but you want to make sure that all of your marketing materials, aka your CV, your cover letter, your portfolio, your code, your website, whatever it is, are all up to date, right? You don't want to be faffing about with updating your resume and updating your cover letter and your website. You want all of this ready. Be prepared with all of these, marketing materials before you start applying. And people get so nervous about a resume, and I'll do another episode on setting a resume up. But really, ultimately, it is just people haven't got the time these days to read a 5-page resume. So you want to keep it nice, short, sharp, to the point. And I always say to people, try and customize it slightly for the jobs that you're applying for. So if you read the job spec, look at the job spec, look at your resume. Okay, cool. What can I add in that I've done or I've achieved that's on the job brief? Because what that's going to do is, you know, mostly these days, the companies, especially bigger companies, have applicant tracking systems. And sometimes what they can use is AI. So if you want your CV to stand out and be pushed to the top of the funnel, you want to make sure that you've got as many of those keywords from the job brief in your resume, ideally. Because typically, again, a lot of people can be, you know, short on time. So they're going to do keyword search. Oh, cool, this person's got this particular skill that we're looking for. Let's make sure we shortlist this person. So if you're finding that maybe you have been on the job market for a while and you're not getting any results, just this little trick could be the difference between you sort of getting the interview and you not getting the interview. So I highly recommend getting all of the foundations on your resume first. And then once you've got that base, if you're applying for roles and really taking your time and thinking about what kind of opportunity you want, make sure those keywords from the job brief are in your resume. When it comes to your cover letter, please do not use ChatGPT. It's very obvious. I think, you know, you can use it to get the base, but you really want to make sure that it's authentic to you. I'm receiving a lot of cover letters at the minute that are literally a copy paste job and they're all looking the same. And it's not really telling me anything about the individual. I would just say, if you're going to use ChatGPT, don't even bother with a cover letter. Honestly, it's just not worth it. Just attach your LinkedIn profile and your resume. But if you do want to take the time to do a cover letter, this is your opportunity to really sell yourself, keep it short, sharp, and to the point, and just say, hey, Georgie, I've noticed this role advertised on LinkedIn. This is why I believe that I have the skills for the role. For the last 10 years, I've done this, this, and this. This is where I want to take my career. I believe that my values align perfectly with the company values. I'd absolutely love to be considered for this opportunity. Look forward to hearing from you. So it doesn't need to be War and Peace. It doesn't need to be your life story. It can be short, sharp, to the point, to show that you've gone away, you've researched the company, and you've come to the realization that this is the job for you. This is the company you want to work for. And make sure that's in the cover letter, because it's the first thing people are going to see other than your LinkedIn profile and your CV. And I'm honestly a big believer of how we do anything is how we do everything. And if you've taken the time to put in that little bit more effort, in my mind, when I'm interviewing for CH Solutions or, you know, trying to find people to help us grow the podcast, I'm always looking for these slight edges and the people that have gone above and beyond. That's what makes this person stand out to me. So yeah, marketing materials, resume, cover letter, all super, super important. If you've got a website, you've got a portfolio, make sure that's nice and up to date with your recent projects. Okay, number 6, networking. This is really, really important. But, you know, like I said, when I was talking about LinkedIn, building out your connection. So once you're starting to really get a little bit, sort of more into the job search, this is when you want to start connecting to people, really improving your LinkedIn status, sharing a little bit more. These are all things that you can do to really, really stand out. But look, networking, and I've spoken about this before in the podcast, is absolutely key. And you can obviously network online, but you can also network in person as well. So I'm giving myself the challenge this year to go to a networking event every single quarter. If I was looking for a new job, you better believe that I would be loads of networking and conferences, just trying to meet and greet as many people as possible. So network, don't underestimate the power of connections. Your network is your net worth. And once somebody follows you back, then you want, like, that's when obviously you want to make sure your LinkedIn profile looks good. You're sharing relevant content that's relevant to your industry. And again, that's how you're going to start getting noticed. You could also comment and share other people's article, and another way to get you noticed. Because a lot of people, you know, if I see somebody share, for example, a video of mine or whatever I'm sharing on LinkedIn, I will always go and like it. And I always thank them. Thanks so much for sharing. I'm so pleased that you found value in this. But it gets my attention. So share other people's content, comment on other people's content, like other people's content, stand out in this crowded marketplace. It's so, so key. And then I guess the final piece in this job search strategy and setting yourself up for success is remembering that when it comes to interviews, you know, we don't do them every single day. So make sure that you practice, maybe have a look online and sort of go most commonly asked questions and practice those questions. How would you answer it? You know, one question that always comes up is, tell me about yourself. What's your elevator pitch? What are you going to say? Another question that often comes up is, you know, why do you want to work here? Well, you know, obviously I would hope that you've done your research prior to going to the interview and you know exactly why you've applied for the role. And this again is why it's so important, like I said at the start, to get super clear on what you want, what you don't want, because once you've got that, it rolls off the tongue. Well, I was looking into your company and I am so passionate about artificial intelligence. And I saw that you were the leaders in this space and I saw you doing this and this, and it absolutely sparked my interest. And I'm learning, I'm reading every single book under the sun about AI at the minute. And I just know that this is going to be the future. Just show your enthusiasm, show your passion. That again is going to go such a long way when it comes to standing out. But final piece on all of this is that, you know, when it does come to searching for a new job, it is important to go at it with a plan, with some clarity. Make sure that you are prepared, because again, you know, we are all time poor. And if we're going to put some effort and some energy into this, which we absolutely should, like, who wants to be changing jobs every 6 to 12 months, right? We want to get this right. And the more we can do before we enter into the job market, the easier it will become. And when those job offers come in, which hopefully they will, you are going to be able to choose the job that you want with absolute ease, because you just know as soon as the offer comes in, that's the one for me. So what is important to you? You know, if at the minute, if you're at a stage of your life where more flexibility is important to you, then don't go and take a job perhaps at a startup or a small business where you are going to be required to put in the hours and muck in. Maybe it's a job where you're in a bigger team and perhaps you can share the workload a bit. But the more you get clear at the beginning, the easier this process is going to be. So that is today's episode. I wish you all the best of luck if you are one of those people that are searching for a job this year. If you're searching for a job in technology and you're based in Australia, reach out to me. Let me know what you thought about this podcast. Was it helpful? What else can I speak about to really help you? Like, I am so passionate about helping people land their dream job and you know, really wake up on a Monday feeling excited to start the week, because I've been there when I've got up on a Monday and I've had that sense of dread, that heaviness on my chest, that anxiety. It is not a good place to be. And if you are there, know that you deserve more than that. And when you get to that point where you think you deserve more, know that you absolutely do. But get this piece right first, because then you're going to have a lot more of a happier, more fulfilling career, and not just go from one job to the next and wondering why, oh, I still don't feel like I'm progressing, or I'm still not feeling that fulfilled, or something's missing. See clarity in the beginning and everything else will take care of itself. But thank you so much for listening to this episode today. And please reach out to me. I absolutely love hearing from you. Some of you have reached out to me in the last sort of couple of weeks since I've been doing these solos, and it honestly means the world to me. Let me know what you want me to talk about. If you've got any ideas, struggles, anything like that, reach out, and I'll make sure that I pop it on my list of things to speak about on this podcast. Have a phenomenal week, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thank you so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you.